Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. Shout out to the underdogs and to my people. It's what we do here every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We get into the unavoidable, the unconventional, the underrated, the unsaid, the uninhibited, and more underdog stuff. And as always, to take you on that journey each week, you have your host and the creator of the Underdog Stuff Company, Gregory Neesmith, content creator, consultant, leadership coach, political commentator from time to time, and in the spreading special stuff. And if you want to follow along with the show, you can always tweet at me at Gregory Neesmith on Twitter, or you can get at me on Instagram at the Gregory Neesmith. Live show today. And the phone lines will be open for the next 2 hours at area code 212-650-6906. That's area code 212-650-6906. Give me a call. Go old school. Pick up the phone. We can talk about 2017, but I also want to talk about what you are expecting for 2018. And for those who like to watch, you can follow along on Facebook Live at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. That's GregoryNeesmith. And I'll be reading your comments throughout the show. All right, let's get personal about the news and the culture. Today's theme, before I let you go. Before I let you go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Before I let go of 2017, I want to get a couple things off my chest, give you underdogs out there the opportunity to do the same. Just as a disclaimer, I'm not going to talk New Year's resolutions today. Not going to do it. I'm just, for one, I'm still incomplete about some things from 2016, from 1983, from 1999, and from 2017. I'm still trying to figure out some things I want to stop. I'm still trying to figure out some things that I want to even keep doing before I start figuring out what new things I want to start adding to the list. But nothing against folks who are doing New Year's resolutions. I ain't mad at you. We're all at different stages, levels to this thing called life. But the truth is, some of y'all out there shouldn't be writing a list of any new resolutions just yet. And I'm one of them. I will do a New Year's resolution show, though. I promise. And we can talk about enjoying life to the fullest, living a healthier lifestyle, paying down debt, going to the gym more often. I promise. I'll talk about that at some point. But I might not do a New Year's resolution show until, I'm thinking, February. I know, I said February. You're thinking, isn't that a little too late to start a New Year's resolution topic? Gregory, what's wrong with you? Underdogs want to make their plans for the new year. And you don't want to talk about it until February. Well, that's because according to most research, 80% of y'all, which probably includes me too, will have already failed at their New Year's resolutions. Shout out to the 8 or 9% of you out there who will actually keep your resolutions for the entire 2018. You are special. But most of us, by the second week in February, will have failed with our New Year's resolutions. That's one of the reasons why I'm not even going to do a New Year's resolution show until February. Because at that point, you'll probably be more interested in how to really make whatever changes you wanted to make to start this year off, figure out what you really want and then what was getting in the way. So earlier I mentioned one of the reasons why I'm not writing a list of New Year's resolutions yet is because I still got stuff that I haven't finished from this year, from last year. Shoot, I'm still carrying around some baggage from stuff I didn't finish or that I'm incomplete from decades ago. My New Year's resolutions list doesn't even have room for new stuff yet. And earlier this year, we did a segment called Start Whenever, But Definitely Keep Going. And in this moment, I don't really want to focus on the start part, but I do want to focus on the keep going part. Because one of the things I'm going to be thinking about tonight, over the next couple of days, the first couple of weeks of the new year, are what things am I going to keep doing? Forget about adding to the list. What am I going to keep doing? What you going to keep doing in 2018 that you were doing in 2017 before you start adding to the list? Because if Facebook had a New Year's resolution to be profitable, let's say that was its 2017 resolution. When 2018 would have rolled around, they wouldn't have met that resolution. And I guess they could have stopped or added something new to the list. But they didn't. And as we know, Facebook didn't start in 2017, started years ago, but it took them 5 years to become profitable. So they might have had five consecutive years of the same New Year's resolution. So you want to add to your list, but I'm saying, what are you going to keep on your list from last year on to this year that you're going to keep going? Amazon. Everybody loves Amazon. I got the app on my phone. Be buying stuff that I shouldn't sometimes. Overspending for Christmas gifts. We'll talk about Christmas and spending a little bit later. I'm still unsettled about how I handled Christmas this year, but we'll get to that in a second. Amazon took them 10 years to become the number one online retailer. 10. Some of us are going to give up on our New Year's resolutions in 6 weeks from now. Some of us are going to throw away our 2017 resolutions and just start some new ones in 18. Amazon might have had the same New Year's resolution for 10 years, started selling some books online, and took them 10 years to become the number one online retailer. How many people Netflixing and chilling lately? It's cold outside. Shout out to all the folks in the Northeast. It's freezing. I really haven't left my house much. I mean, I left it to come to the station because I wouldn't miss the opportunity to be with all the underdogs and my people. From the Gregory Neesmith Show, getting personal about the news and the culture. So I'm here, but it's cold outside. So I know a lot of folks are Netflixing and chilling lately. they had a New Year's resolution for 13 years. Took them 13 years to knock out Blockbuster. But you want to add some new resolutions to your list tonight, this week. I'm saying, what you going to keep going at before you start adding to the list? And shout out to all my basketball fans. My favorite player in the NBA right now is Kevin Durant. KD, the Rantula, the current reigning NBA Finals MVP. And in my opinion, clearly the second best player on the planet after LeBron James. Took him 9 years to become an NBA champion. He had the same New Year's resolution, probably for the past 9 years, which is to be a champion. But you don't hear me though. You gonna add to your list? People writing their New Year's resolutions right now, and I'm like, before you start adding to list, what from this year, what from last year, what from a decade ago are you gonna keep going at? I mean, you can still switch things up. KD got a new squad, switch teams, but his resolution was the same. Get that chip. Before I add to my list, some of the things I'm going to keep going at is my morning ritual. I started meditating this year, 2017. And inside of that goal, or new ritual, new lifestyle. Wanted to make sure I had my mind right in the morning. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I think meditation is one of the most important rituals of the day. And I remember when I first had meditation as one of my resolutions. I've had it on my resolution list for years up until this year where I finally got it to stick. But I would say something crazy like, I'm going to meditate 7 days a week for 30 minutes in silence, breathing. Om. Om. You know how long that lasted? That resolution of 7 days a week for 30 minutes sitting in silence and breathing. When prior to me saying that was going to be my resolution, I maybe had never ever meditated that much at all. And I just thought I could go from 0 to 100 just because I wrote something on a piece of paper and said, oh, I got a resolution. I'm going to be like the Dalai Lama out here. I'm going to be meditating and So what I realized is that the goal was a bit too lofty. I was going to go from no meditating to thinking I was like a professional. But what did eventually help me out is that I did something which, I'll be honest with you, I was judging myself for, thinking that I was a bad person, a bad meditator. Because what got me able to start to make this meditation thing part of my lifestyle is literally I went online, I Googled 1 minute meditation on YouTube. A couple of them came up. And so I made my resolution at the time, and this was earlier this year, to be, I'm just going to meditate for a minute. And I remember thinking, I didn't even want to tell people like that's what I was doing because I was a bit ashamed. Like, that sounds like not that much time. And that, you know, I can't really show like, hey, I'm a meditator now. I do it a minute a day. But what was good about that is that I was like, hey, do a minute. And then once I did that minute, some days I would do 2 minutes. Some days I would do just a minute. But I got myself into the new habit, the new behavior. And I didn't bite off more than I can chew because I don't know why I thought I was going to be able to do 7 straight days a week sitting still for 30 minutes when I had never did that before ever in my life. So I say all that to say, whether you started a business this year or the year before that or the year before that. Figure out whether you're going to keep going at that or not before you add something new to the list. I'm saying I'm going to keep meditating. That might just stay as my morning ritual in 2018 until I feel like I really got it down pat before I start adding to the list. I'm going to keep hosting this show before I start doing other things, adding new things to the list. How about I make it to year two of the Gregory Neesmith Show? Especially since I'm reminded Netflix had 10 years of a New Year's resolution to be the number one online retailer. Netflix had 13 years of the same New Year's resolution to knock out Blockbuster. Facebook had the same resolution for 5 years. How are we going to make some money around here? Took them 5 years to become profitable. Kevin Durant had the same New Year's resolution for 9 straight years. How can I become a champion? But you want to add to your list. There's nothing wrong with adding to the list. But the truth is, get clear on what is going to stay on the list. Don't let the calendar get you all messed up just because it's a new year doesn't mean everything has to be new. We'll take a quick break. Like I said, I'm not getting into normal New Year's resolutions yet because most of us, 80% of us, according to research, will have failed at a New Year's resolution 6 weeks from now, mid-February. So we'll do a show on New Year's resolutions then. But in the meantime, I want to talk about some of the things that I'm going to be doing between now and then, which are one of them. It's figuring out what I'm going to keep going at. But also after the break, I want to talk about some of the things that I'm going to stop or get complete on. Because the truth is, I am and you are incomplete about a lot of stuff. You trying to add to a list and you still got stuff that ain't finished yet. Stuff that don't have no periods at the end of those sentences. Relationships that still got stuff. Didn't file your taxes yet from last year. If you want to add to the list. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Special delivery underdog stuff. The last show in 2017. We'll take your phone calls at area code 215-215. I'm like in Philadelphia all of a sudden. Area code 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903. Speaking of 215, shout out to the city of Philly, city of brotherly love. And we'll take your online comments at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith, GregoryNeesmith. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show after this break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Shout out to the underdogs and to my people. We do this every Sunday live from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. But a new year's coming and there's some new programming changes. Let your voice be heard, where they talk about politics and things going on in the society and culture. Their new time starting next week will be from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then that means I have a new time too. I'll be moving up an hour, starting at noon on Sundays and then going till 2 p.m. on Sundays. And as always, this is a live show and podcast. So if you miss the live show, which happens, sometimes folks got to go to church got errands to run, traveling, doing things. You can always catch the podcast on places like iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play. Also, shout out to LiveLeadPlay.com, where we are now syndicated on their podcast network. All the places you can find the podcast. And shout out to you for supporting the show. As this year comes to an end, we're probably going to finish the year somewhere north of about 13,200 downloads of the podcast this year from a show that literally just started in November of 2016 and is only 14 months old. And your support, your comments, your downloads, your likes, your energy have given me life and energy. And so I'm happy to be able to give it right back to you. And so thank you for supporting the show. For those who tune in live and for those who tune into the podcast, and thousands of folks also have tuned into the Facebook Live over the year too. So appreciate you. A lot to be grateful for. Man, so much to be grateful for. And shout out to Kirsten Magwood and Asha Davis, who were part of the team to make this show happen too. Wouldn't be to this point in the year without them going on the journey with me and with you too. All right, so we're talking about today's theme. Before I let you go, whoa, 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 before I let 2017 go, I wanted to figure out some of the things I'm going to bring with me in the 2018. And I wanted to figure out what things I'm going to leave in 2017. Because I realized I'm out here about to rush to make some list of things that I want, new things I want to add, new year, new me, lose weight, work out more, be better with money, you know, all the usual suspects, stop smoking, all the stuff, right? All the usual suspects that make it to the list. And I realized I'm not ready to make a list. I got to figure out what stuff I'm keeping from this year. Because sometimes the journey of an underdog isn't as neatly tied up in calendar years. Netflix didn't knock off Blockbuster in one calendar year. Took them 13. Amazon didn't knock off all the other online retailers in one year. Took them 10. Kevin Durant didn't knock off LeBron in one year, took him 9. Facebook didn't put some money in its pockets in one year, took them 5. You got some stuff on your list from this year that needs to be on the top of your list for 2018. I wanted to grow the Gregory Neesmith Show. I wanted to connect with underdogs out there. Have us rediscover how special we are in the world. I'm not done. So just because the calendar year is over doesn't mean that I now go put something new on the list. I'm gonna keep going. But that's cool. Keep going is good. It's part of it. What are you gonna keep doing in 2018 that you were doing in 2017 before you start adding to the list? Now, let's get to a part that I don't think is talked about enough. I think before I even write a list of new things I'm going to do in 2018, like I said, I'm not even going to get to New Year's resolutions until the second week in February, because research says about 80% of y'all, including myself, we're going to fail at the New Year's resolutions about 6 weeks into the year anyway. So at that point, then I think we'll all be ready to really talk about what we want in the new year and then what's getting in our way. So until then, I'm gonna talk about what we should be doing between now and the second week in February. Shout out to the 8 or 9% of people who actually keep their resolutions all year. You're special. I mean, we're all special. Can't nobody do it like you do it, nobody. But you know what I mean. All right, so now we talked about some things to keep going. I have some things that I need to stop or complete before I can even get right with 2018. For example, I was thinking the other day that one of the things I want to be better at next year is be better with my money. And then I started thinking I should probably complete my 2016 taxes, along with the ones that I can start doing next week for this year, 2017. I'm out here talking about I want to be better with money, and I got lingering issues with finishing up my taxes from the previous year. I have a bad investment that I made back in 2006, a property up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Been losing money. It's now worth less than the mortgage that I still owe on it. Have a tenant living there, doesn't cover all my costs. When I was about to write a resolution about how I'm gonna be better with money, and I'm incomplete, and this lingering bad investment that I haven't made a choice about what I'm gonna do about it. I was about to write a New Year's resolution talking about I'm gonna be better with money, but yet I gotta get all my paperwork together and still haven't completed my 2017 or 2016 taxes. What are you incomplete about? Especially related to something you about to jot down on a piece of paper as your resolution. See, I'm not ready to write any resolutions. I gotta write down what I'm gonna keep doing first. And then now I got to make a list of the things I need to complete or stop doing. I've had on my vision board, which loosely ties to resolutions in a way, being in a relationship, settling down, falling in love, being in love, being love. Had that on my list. But I'm out here swiping Tinder all the time. See, a lot of us put things on our list, and yet we got things that are getting in the way of having that resolution even work out. Oh, I'm gonna be in better shape. Go to the gym, been going to the gym. But I won't stop eating Oreos and fried foods and dessert all the time. I'm just saying, we get personal about the news and the culture, and the culture right now is New Year's. New year, new you, new this, new that, new list. That's what's going on in the culture. So let's get personal about it. What are you going to keep doing from 17 and 18? And what are things you're going to, some of the things you're going to stop? One of the things I said I was going to do is I was going to consume less and create more. Yet, I'll sit like a couch potato in front of the TV, consuming, 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 consuming. Eat some food, consuming, consuming, consuming. So I'm proud to say I cut the cord. I cut my cable TV this week. Because I realized there's some things I need to stop doing or get complete about so I can make room for the things that I'm going to keep doing, and then also make room for the things I'm eventually put on my list. Remember, we're going to do New Year's resolutions in mid-February after we've all sucked at them for the first 6 weeks of the year. But in the meantime, there's something we can do. Figure out what we're going to keep doing. Figure out what we're going to stop. So I'm going to complete my taxes, both 16 and get a head start on 17. I'm going to opt out of being one of the over 10 million people a day that use the Tinder app. Word is it can also get a little addictive. The idea that your ideal partner is there and you just have to keep swiping to find them can keep you swiping for hours. And we all crave connection and communication. And Tinder's a great place for that, even if it's meaningless sometimes. But people can become addicted to the looking for a date process. I've been there. But like I said, I'm out here saying I want a relationship, but there's some things I need to stop doing before I should even put that on my list. There's some things I want to have happen that I get to keep going about too. Underdogs out there, let me know. For those listening to the live show, let me know something you're going to keep doing in 18 that you were doing in 17. And let me know something you're going to stop doing in 18 that you were doing in 17. If you listen to the live show, you can let me know that at area code 212-650-6903. That's area code 212-650-6903. Or you can comment on the Facebook live stream at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. And if you listen to the podcast, tweet a brother at Gregory Neesmith on Twitter. With that, we're going to take a quick break. So to come, I want to talk about some of the stories of the year that caught your attention. Caught my attention, caught our attention. Also, I want to talk predictions. What are some of the predictions that you have, I have, we have for 2018? I'm always curious to see what folks think is coming. Because the past has happened, we get to learn from it, but now we get to start to become more focused on the present and looking forward. With that, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more of today's episode. Before I let you go, before I let you go, 2017, I got to figure out what I'm going to keep doing and what I'm going to let go of. But before we take that quick break, I think we might have a caller on the line. Name and where you're calling from. Oh, and we'll get that person on, hopefully after the break. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show after this break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. The uns, the unconventional, the unbelievable, the underrated, the unsaid, uninhibited, a bunch of underdog stuff. And we get personal about the news and the culture. Also, this is the last show of the year. I just want to say a special shout out to all the underdogs, especially the folks who live in the area here in New York City, in Harlem, Manhattan, Queens, New Jersey. I appreciate you, especially those who call in, folks like Tanya, folks like Deborah, throughout the year. Your energy, your opinions, your thoughts give me life and give us life too. So shout out to all the folks who are regular listeners and callers of the show. Also, shout out to the folks who like to watch. Keith Reynolds says, Happy New Year and peace. And Keith, I say Happy New Year and peace right back to you. Appreciate you tuning in on the Facebook Live and leaving a comment. As always, if you call, if you comment, I like to shout you out and feature you and what you say on the podcast. All love. Today's episode is Before I Let You Go. I've been doing my best to try to stop myself from singing the hook, but I can't. Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let You Go. Before I let 2017 go, got to figure out what I'm going to bring with me into 2017 and what things I'm going to leave. I got some good counsel during the break to maybe find someone who is looking for a place to live, since I have a place to live in Bridgeport and we worked something out. Find someone who wants to be there for the long term, and, you know, we could work this thing out. Underdogs out there who might be single, you bringing Tinder with you into 2018, or are you leaving it? Let me know what you're doing. All right. I said I was going to talk about some stories of the year. But before I do have to get one thing off my chest. I'm still a little unsettled about the holiday. Specifically, I'm talking about Christmas. Now, first of all, shout out to my mom and dad. I got to see them in South Carolina earlier this week on Christmas Day. They're originally from South Carolina, spent their working years in Philly, which is where I grew up. Then when they retired, they moved back to South Carolina, which is where I now go visit them when I get to see them. And as proud Philadelphians, it was amazing that on Christmas Day, the Philadelphia 76ers, along with the Philadelphia Eagles, were both on national TV. I can't believe. For those New Yorkers who are listening, you guys get spoiled. You got two of everything to choose from anyway. If the Jets ain't good, maybe the Giants good. If the Rangers ain't good, maybe the Islanders are good. If the Mets ain't good, then maybe the Yankees are good. Spoiled. I get one of each. That's it. It's like if the Sixers aren't good, there's no other professional basketball team for me to root for. If the Knicks ain't good, you can watch the Nets. So first of all, I was just happy to be able to sit back and relax with my parents. And it was like good old times when our teams were very good and got to watch them on national TV, along with opening some gifts and eating some food and just sharing some quality time. But before I got there, I was unsettled about gifts and spending money, and just got me all worked up. Because when I was a kid, Christmas to me was about receiving gifts. No judgment, just, you know, to me, we didn't really go to church, although raised Christian and Baptist, we, you know, going to church wasn't a big thing around like the actual Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And I just remember as a kid, one of the things I looked forward to was like gifts. And my parents were awesome about attempting to give me gifts for Christmas. And then as I got older, let's say in my 20s or older, then for me, it became more about giving gifts. I was excited to be able to give gifts to my parents, or if I'm dating someone at the time, give my significant other gifts, friends gifts, coworkers gifts. It was cool, right? Growing up as a kid, a lot of receiving. I'm older now, I can give. It's cool. And as I got into my career, which a lot of you guys know, did a 16-year career in corporate America, general management, marketing, running businesses here in the U.S. and around the world. Also made some good money. And so as I made more money, I gave more gifts. And the truth is, I started to conflate that when I was given more gifts, I was also given more love. But I was wrong. But that's how I saw it at the time. More gifts that I was giving to people meant I was showing them more love. So imagine 3 years ago when I left my corporate job, didn't have as much money. I started to think I needed to still front, still give lots of gifts because I didn't want them to think that I didn't love them as much. See how now it starts to get crazy? More gifts equals more love. I have less money, but I still got to give more gifts because I want them to know I still love them. And so it's Saturday before Christmas. And I'd already bought my parents their gifts because I was traveling on Sunday, which was Christmas Eve day. And I knew once I landed, I wasn't going to be able to do any extra shopping. So I needed to actually plan ahead and get their gifts. And so I went to Rite Aid on Saturday to get some gift wrapping paper, like little bags, you know, little things, cards. And I get to the checkout line. And I spend $51. On wrapping paper bags and cards. $51. I could have bought another gift with that $51. Why did I spend $51 on things to wrap gifts and cards, even though I already had my gifts from my parents? Because I was trying to make sure it would feel grand and big. Because while everything I got them could each fit in one little bag for them, I wanted to make it feel like I was still giving them more gifts and more love. And as always, Christmas Day comes, and my parents don't so much care about the number of gifts or lack of, or too many or not enough. Turns out, as always, they appreciate, one, that I was there, two, that I cared enough to get something, and just happy that we were together on that day. But I tell this story because there's a catch. Christmas Day, I actually read an article about how other people feel about Christmas, about gift giving, about spending, not enough, too much, love, gifts, material, all this stuff. And it really got my attention. And I want to share it after this break because I think it's going to get your attention too. Today's episode, before I let you go, 2017, before I let you go, there's some things I need to figure out I'm going to keep doing in 2017 that I'm going to keep doing in 2018. I need to figure out some things I'm going to stop in 2017 and not bring in 2018. And I got to get some stuff off my chest that I'm unsettled about, like the holidays. And now I'm going to tell you right after the station ID that I learned that I'm not the only one who felt unsettled about Christmas.
Mic check.
Keep it locked on WHCR 90.3 FM.
Okay.
New York.
All right. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Special delivery, underdog stuff, where we get personal about the news and the culture. We talk about the uns, the unconventional, the unbelievable. Right now, we're talking about the unsaid. And it's related to me being unsettled about the holidays. I don't want to take this unsettled feeling of the holidays and Christmas from 2017 with me to 2018. So let's talk about it. Like I said, used to like receiving gifts, now I like giving them, but I started making some money. I started to conflate that when I was giving more gifts, I was giving more love, when that's not true. I was giving more material, I was giving more gifts, but I wasn't giving more love. Those two don't have to be combined. And it really got to me because I was spending all this money on wrapping paper and cards to make my gifts look like they were like plentiful when they had a lot of love behind them, a lot of thought behind them, and what I could afford to give at the time. And then it's Christmas Day, and I'm taking a break from hanging out with my parents. I start reading the paper. Not like a physical paper, but on my iPad. Shout out to people who love real books, real paper. I think maybe that'll make a comeback. We'll talk about 2018 predictions. Maybe we'll make a prediction that real things like phone calls and newspapers and paperback books will make a comeback. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I was reading the paper and I saw this research that said, according to Harris Polling Company, 69% of Americans would skip exchanging Christmas gifts if their friends and family agree to it. What? 69% of Americans would skip exchanging Christmas gifts if their friends and family agree to it. But wait, there's more. 43% say they feel pressured by the tradition to spend more than they can afford to. I know you're sitting there right now going, Gregory, we about to be, it's 2018. Christmas is in the rearview mirror. Why are you talking about Christmas right now? Because I know it's not time to talk about New Year's resolutions because 80% of us are going to fail at them by the mid second week, by mid-February. And then you'll really be ready to talk about what you want and what's getting in the way. So that's why I'm not talking about New Year's resolution. And why am I talking about the rearview mirror of Christmas and me being unsettled about gift giving and about 69% of Americans saying they would skip exchanging Christmas gifts if their friends and family would agree to it, 43% of y'all feeling pressured to overspend. Why am I talking about it? Because I said, let's talk about the things we're going to keep doing from 17 and 18 and what are the things we're going to stop. And my thing is, I think some of us need to stop fronting when it comes to how we interact with our money and with our family and friends when it comes to Christmas for those who celebrate. And on top of that, some of us is overspending, and those who have kids, and not even taking the credit. You're giving the credit to Santa Claus. How messed up is that? 43% of us feeling pressured to overspend, and we don't even get to take credit for the gift given. We give it to Santa. Ain't that something? Why do I bring this up too? It's because I know, truth is, a lot of you overspent this past holiday. You know how I know? Because there's been several studies that say about 50% of us Americans can't come up with $2,000 in 30 days. And the reason why studies have picked that number is because it's pretty widely accepted that most emergencies, you need a new transmission for your car or something happens with your health. Big issue happens at your home, need to replace the hot water heater and some other things that, you know, those things can cost somewhere from $1,000, $2,000. And so there's been studies that say that half of us, one in two Americans, can't come up with $2,000 in 30 days. And they're specific about the term come up with, because it's just a matter of whether you have it in savings or not. Can you even reach out to a family or a friend or get access to a loan? Literally, can you just come up with $2,000 in cash? And half of us can't. Which means half of us shouldn't be spending any money, let alone the hundreds of dollars that said we spend on average this holiday, either with cash or with credit cards. Why am I bringing this up? I know Christmas is old news, right? We done with Christmas. Why are you talking about it? Because instead of writing New Year's resolutions, let's talk about some of the things we're going to keep doing in 2018 that we did in 17, some things we're going to stop or get complete on. And I'm saying we need to stop, if you're one of the 69% of Americans who would skip exchanging Christmas gifts if their friends and family would agree to it, how about we stop overspending or stop spending as much? And the reason why this thing caught my attention is because we talk about some of the uns, and sometimes there's some things that are unsaid. I wanted to share this with you, underdogs, because there's a 7 in 10 chance that any of your family and friends that you bring this up to, if you've been feeling a bit uneasy about the materialism, commercialism, spending that goes on for Christmas just because it just doesn't feel right to you, or you feel pressured to spend when you don't even have the money. I just wanted you to know that there's a 7 in 10 chance that the person you bring that up with between now and next Christmas might be like, yo, I'm so glad you said that. I was feeling the same way. Let's just make each other dinner on Christmas. Let's go to the movies together. Let's experience life together. We don't have to spend anything, or we don't have to overspend. Because we maybe can't even come up with $2,000 in cash, but we're going to put $500 of PlayStation on our credit card. So adult to adult, there's no reason why we should be overspending or spending at all. Now, adult to kid, I get it. I'm single. I'm not a parent. I know you're looking at me sideways going, Gregory, that's cool, adult to adult. I can talk to my sister or my brother. I can talk to my parents. I can talk to my friends, my significant other. But I can't tell the kids they ain't getting no gifts. Can't do that. You crazy. Underdog stuff, not crazy stuff. Bugging. Like, Gregory, I'll talk to my adult friends, and maybe if they're in the 69% of Americans who would skip exchanging Christmas gifts, if the friends and family would agree to it, you're like, I'll talk to them about it. If I am, or they are, you are part of the 43% that feel pressured by the tradition to spend more than they can afford, you're like, I'll talk about that. It's all good. Man to man, woman to woman, adult to adult. But I'm not going to tell the kids that they ain't getting no gifts. Well, the truth is you should probably tell them too. Because I remember growing up, oftentimes some of my behaviors that I took with me into my adult life were those that I observed and watched of my parents. And so, if you want your kids to pick up the habit of feeling pressured to spend when they can't afford it, if you want them to take on the potential behavior or habit of maxing out their credit card and then taking all year to pay that down just so they can go back into debt come round next Christmas, okay. But I'm offering that maybe you keep that in 2017 and don't bring it into 2018. 69% of us would opt out of this whole gift exchange thing and just probably want to spend some quality time with each other. But that's why I'm talking about it. Because it's not time yet to write down the list of the new things you're going to do in 2018. You are, I am, we are. Let's figure out what we're going to keep doing from 17 and 18, and let's figure out some things we're going to stop. I'm going to stop saying I want to get better with my money, and yet I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with my bad investment. How about I get complete on my investment in Connecticut? How about I get my taxes done? How about I get complete before I add something new to the list? How about I talk to my family and friends about how we're going to handle Christmas next year before I add something new to my list? How about we figure out what we're going to keep doing before I launch another show? How about I keep doing the Gregory Neesmith Show? Because some resolutions should stay on your list until they're complete. Let me know, underdogs. Was I the only one feeling a little unsettled about how I interacted with the holidays and my ego and my pride and my money and my budget and what's love and pressure? Was it just me? Let's talk about the unsaid. A lot of us are uneasy about it, but we ain't talking to each other. This is a crack in the door. an opening. 7 in 10 chance somebody's going to agree with you. They feel a little uneasy about how they handle Christmas too. Today's episode, before I let you go, shout out to Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. I know I'm dating myself. Shout out to Philly. But I like the song. I like the theme. I'm trying to figure out, before I let go of 2017, what am I keeping? What am I letting go of? Because I'm not doing resolutions with you guys on this show until mid-February. Because by then, we'll all be ready to talk about what we really want and what's been getting in the way. More of your phone calls at area code 212-650-6903 and more of your online comments at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. Shout out to Dr. Simone Smith Brown saying no, give to the kids though. I'm mad at you. And also, I'm not saying don't give to the kids. Shout out to Dr. Simone, but I'm saying give within your budget. As opposed to being one of the 43% of people who feel like they have been pressured into overspending. That's all I'm saying. There's ways around it. I'm just saying be more thoughtful about it. I'm most concerned about the folks who feel the pressure to overspend. Dr. Simone also says, I would too. Honestly, I just want to be around those I love, sharing love, giving time, and making memories. And that's actually what most of us want. And yet we're not talking to each other about it. And so I just wanted to offer some information, let you know that whoever you talk to about this, because we got about 360 days now before the next Christmas comes, that they might be open to it too. And I get to Dr. Simone's point about the kids. And my thing would be show them love within your budget. With that, we're going to take a quick break. And then I'll read some more of the online comments. And always the phone lines are open. Can't believe it. We're in the second hour. It's almost the end of the last show of the Gregory Neesmith Show of 2017. Before I let you go, I'm going to take this break. And then we're going to talk some more. Still got to talk about some of the top stories of the year. What's one of your top stories of 2017? And what's one of your predictions for 2018? It can be personal. It can be the news. It can be the culture. But something that happened that caught your attention in the news, the culture, or your personal life in 2017. And then what's something in the news, the culture, or your personal life that you're predicting for 2018? After this break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. And the uns, the unavoidable, unconventional, the unsaid, the underrated, the unjust. Get it by now, underdog stuff. We get personal here about the news and the culture. Shout out to the underdogs and to my people, including shout out to Bridget Simmons. We are in the coaching fraternity and the IPEC community. Happy New Year right back to you. Appreciate you checking in and leaving a comment. Also, shout out to Dr. Simone again. Just saw she said Happy New Year and you rock. Happy New Year to you too, and you rock too. Out there doing your thing. Please check out Dr. Simone Smith Brown. She's out here making a difference for folks too. Check out Bridget Simmons. She's out here making a difference for folks too. Appreciate you. Today's episode, before I let you go, 2017, before I let you go, I got to figure out what I'm bringing from 17 into 18. Got to figure out what I'm leaving in 17 and not bringing into 18. Because there's some resolutions that should just keep going year after year after year. Facebook. Took them 5 years to turn a profit. That's 5 years of the same resolution. Amazon, we all use Amazon. I use Amazon. I'm on the one chick, one click checkout. Amazon Prime. They had the same resolution for 10 years. It took them 10 years to become the number one online retailer. From selling books one day to selling us everything. I've even bought outdoor patio furniture from them. Netflix and chill. It's cold. How many people going to be, instead of out on the town, going Netflix and chill tonight? They had the same resolution for 13 years. Took them 13 years to knock off Blockbuster. But some of y'all want to write a new list this week. KD, Kevin Durant, my favorite NBA basketball player, had the same New Year's resolution for 9 years. Didn't write a new one. He may have switched things up, got creative, got a new team, but it was still the same resolution, win this championship. But some of y'all underdogs want to keep adding to the list. What you going to keep on your list this year from last year? He had the same New Year's resolution for 9 years. Before he became an NBA champ. I mean, I guess I could start a new show. Maybe I could start a bunch of new shows in 2018. But how about I keep going on the Gregory Neesmith show? Where I can connect with underdogs and we can rediscover how special we are in the world. And we can go from stuck to unstuck to growth. We can go from underdogs to contenders to champs and to legends. Because I'm not done yet. What aren't you done with yet? It should probably stay on your list for 2018. And then also, before I let you go 2017, there's some things I should complete or let go of. Like Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Most of us would opt out of giving gifts if the other person would opt out with us. 43% of us feel pressured to overspend money we don't have. 50% of us can't come up with $2,000 in 30 days, but yet we spent hundreds of dollars in the past week. I'm saying leave that in 2017. Oh, I want to find the love of my life. I want to be married one day, be in a relationship, but yet I'm on Tinder, swiping left, right, up, down, around. I might want to leave Tinder in 2017. Oh, I want to be better with my money. Who doesn't want to be better with their money? But I got a bad investment from 2017. I'm running around incomplete since 2006. I should probably sit down with a financial advisor. Or an accountant or a real estate specialist, or as one of the callers recommended, find someone in the area who might be able to work out a deal with me and they want to just live there long term and we can work it out. I should collect my paperwork and get my taxes done before I start writing on a list my New Year's financial resolutions, and I still got stuff dangling from this year and years past. Like I said, I'm not doing a show on New Year's resolutions till mid-February, because by then, 80% of us will have failed at our resolutions, and then we'll really be able to talk about what we want and what's been getting in the way. I'm just saying, underdogs, what are you going to keep on keeping on in the new year, and what are you going to leave in this last year? I didn't even get into some of the things that I'm going to need to leave, which are just about my mindset. Leave behind some beliefs that weren't working for me. One of them is, I got this thing in my head sometimes that if people knew me, they wouldn't love me. And so I get distant, go into a cave sometimes. Won't truly be vulnerable about my feelings, about what's going on in my life, because I've made up some story that if people knew me, they wouldn't really love me. Truth is, you got one of those stories in your head too. I call it the hater voice. I get it. You want to write down a list of all the new things you're going to do in 2018. Yet, you got some stuff from this year that you should keep doing that should be at the top of the list. You got some stuff in 2017 or stuff from 1992 or stuff from 2006 that you should leave behind or complete. And you even got your hater voice being the loudest thing going on in your head. But yet you want to write a new list. You can always let me know if I'm on track or off track and tweet at a brother at Gregory Neesmith, because I know a lot of folks listen to the podcast because they're doing stuff on Sundays and they can't listen to the live show, and I get it. So you listen to the podcast right now, tweet at a brother, let me know what you're going to keep doing, what you're going to let go of, what you're going to complete, what new thought you're going to have about yourself. My new thought is going to be the one I end the show with every week, which is, can't nobody do it like we do it? Can't nobody do it like I do it? Can't nobody do it like you do it? Nobody. All right. I said I was going to talk about some of the stories of the year. And I like to keep my word. So I'm going to talk about some of the stories of the year. Let me know. We get personal about the news and the culture here. So my request is, what is one of the major stories of the year, either personally for you in the news or in the culture? And then what's one of your predictions for 2018? All right. You know what? Actually, I want to do predictions, but let's do a little quick recap of 2017. So I was just trying to get a sense for what were some of the big stories. And it seems these days we Google just about everything. And let me just pause 1 second. Is there a caller on the line? Okay, I thought I had a caller, but I don't. Just making sure. All right, so I looked up Google Trends, and it said these were the top stories of the year, according to Google Trends. So I'm just read a couple of them. Let me know, should they have made the top 10 or not. Number 10 was DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This story caught our attention because in September, President Trump announced his plans to end the DACA Act, which was something that Obama created to protect almost 800,000 immigrants living in the country illegally after being brought here while they were minors. Of course, there was a lot of outcry. How could we deport people who have been here and I would say documented, because we have them documented and interacting with the government. We know they're here. And so how could we just like now send them to someplace that actually isn't their home? Their home has been them living and learning and growing and contributing to this country. This has been their home. So right now those DACA recipients are in limbo, and something has to get solved by, I believe, around March of 2018. So that was number 10. And oh, by the way, speaking of DACA, I'm going to be watching out to see what happens with the Haitian Americans who were here from one of the catastrophes that happened decades ago. And they've been here now as, again, citizens doing their thing, documented with the government. And supposedly the time of their stay is up and they might have to be sent back to Haiti when they've literally been here as citizens doing their things and documented. Not full American citizen, but I mean, you're a documented citizen. You've been here living, doing your thing, and now they may be getting sent back. So we'll keep an eye out on both of those. But DACA was the number 10 story. Number 9, April the giraffe. What? April the giraffe. I mean, I cut and paste this into my show rundown, and I don't think I looked at it in as much depth as I should. But how is April the giraffe? On April 15th, 1 million people watched this. April the giraffe gave birth to the Robin Adventure Park. of all the things that happened in 2017, how is April the Giraffe number 9? People were watching the live stream anxiously awaiting the baby to be born for weeks before the baby was actually born. It must be nice to live such a privileged life that of all the things that happened in 2017, that number 9 was April the Giraffe. I don't even remember this story. With that, I'm going to take another quick look at this list. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I think we might just move on to predictions, because if this list is going to have more stuff like April the Giraffe, I don't want to spend that much more time on it. With that, you listen to The Gregory Neesmith Show. Today's episode, before I let you go, because of some things we should let go of this year that we don't bring into next year, there's some things we should keep doing. What are you going to keep doing in 2018? Keep going, because some things take more than the calendar year. Don't let the calendar mess you up thinking you got to start something new. You might have some stuff you need to just keep on doing. With that, I'm gonna take a quick break, and we're coming down the stretch here of the last half an hour of the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of Underdog Stuff. I will take a look at the Facebook Live and also read some of those comments. Appreciate all those following along at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. That's GregoryNeesmith. All those riding around in the cars in New York City and Harlem on 90.3 FM. That's where you got your dial, WHCR, the voice of Harlem. And for those who go on the internet, www.whcr.org, where you can listen or even watch there too. Appreciate all the ways you like to listen and watch to what we do here every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. But that's not true anymore, because starting next week, Let Your Voice Be Heard is going from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. talking politics and stuff in the society and culture. Shout out to Jackie, Stan, to Selena, to Alyssa. Please check them out. They'll be going from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I will be kicking it off at high noon, going forward from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. So we get started a little earlier and a little earlier, but still the same special delivery of Underdog Stuff coming to you. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show after this break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of Underdog Stuff. Shout out to the underdogs out there. Shout out to my people. Shout out to my fam, to my friends. Shout out to The Lounge with Keith Nichols. Part of my last weekend of the year included being the guest host on The Lounge, which is a radio show that comes on in my hometown of Philly on WURD 96.1 FM, and hosted by Keith Nichols, a good friend and also a good colleague and someone who's just a good brother. And I was grateful to be able to sit in the chair and hold it down there on Friday night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And if you want to check out my guest appearance, there's a podcast of it. If you search The Gregory Neesmith Show on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, on Google Play, or if you go over to the LiveLeadPlay.com podcast network, we're syndicated on there, you'll be able to see the episode, and it's actually entitled Unsettled Holidays. So definitely check that out. 3 hours. Woo, loved it. From 7 to 10, being with the people of my hometown. Also, check out The Lounge on WRDRadio.com, or if you're in Philly, on 96.1 FM every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Good stuff from Keaton. It's your millennial source for news, pop culture, and sports. And shout out to the producer of that show, Eric Frosty Phoenix Nixon. Also, shout out to Angela Reynolds. It was an awesome weekend this last weekend. Got to do the show in Philly on Friday. Then on Saturday, I got to be a guest on Angela's weekly Facebook Live, where she talks about her spiritual principles. We're also part of a coaching community with the IPEC certified coaches. And she was talking about one of her principles of spiritual principles. She talked about love last night. And the conversation was deep. There was lots of learning, lots of laughs, and a lot for me to reflect on too. Like I'm still like mind blown by some of the conversations. So if you go over to my Facebook page, go to Facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith, you'll see I share the video where it was a group of us led by Angela talking about love. What is it? How to attract it? What gets in our way? Really got me thinking about some ways that I both love myself and love other people. And then the gap of where there's times where I'm not really loving myself in a way that is positive, and then that impacts how I treat and love other people, especially when it comes to my romantic life. So a lot for me to chew on, and I'll talk about that in some future shows. But shout out to Angela Reynolds for having my mind blown about the spiritual principle of love. And so that was last night. And then shout out to Keith Nichols and the WRD family for allowing me to sit in the host chair down there and be in my hometown, being on the radio for 3 hours, just a big blessing. And then, of course, I get to end my weekend with you, the Underdogs, on the Gregory Neesmith Show. Before we talk prediction, I just want to, just in the mood to make sure I leave this year around one of the things that really worked for me, which is this whole idea of gratitude and just the things I'm grateful for, humbled by, thankful for. And so I just want to say thank you to you. As what's to say, Jay-Z in one of his songs goes, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. And I don't take that lightly. Especially when a little over a year ago, I was even doubting or nervous that I could launch a show, that I could have a show, that my voice would be one that could be in the mix out here in the world. And over 13,000 downloads later of the podcast, and all the folks that listen to the live show, and thousands of people who watch the Facebook Live every week, you've given me life. And my commitment is to hopefully give some inspiration and some information and some entertainment back to you, since you give those things to me. Also, shout out to Angela and Tina, who are the leads here at WHCR. They make this whole place work and happen. And so there'd be no podcast, there'd be no Facebook Live if I didn't have the home of WHCR. And so shout out to Angela and Tina, and wishing them a happy new year. And also to Tina, wishing her a speedy recovery and good health from her recent surgery, in my thoughts and prayers. And, you know, rooting for you to be all right and back here at the station soon in the new year, Tina. Also, shout out to all the listeners. Deborah from Manhattan. And all the folks who call in. Also, shout out to Asha Davis and Kirsten Magwood, who were both producers and co-hosts of this show and helped me get my feet up under me. Brought you guys lots of info and entertainment. And they're just talented sisters. And I'm happy to see that they are doing their thing in this industry, whether it's Asha with her stand up and Kirsten with her own radio show now. And I will continue to root for them, cheer them on, and support them. And I love that they're on their journey of going from underdogs to contenders to champs to legends. And so, yeah, I just wanted to just say and shout out some of the folks that I'm grateful for, and some of the things I'm grateful for from this year. It's cool. We did it. And to the theme of the show, before I let you go, one of the things I'm going to keep doing is I'm going to keep doing underdog stuff. And hopefully you'll keep doing it with me. All right. 2018 predictions. I read and found some predictions, because I think it's always cool to get an idea of like some of the things that might be coming next. Now, one of the things I often do, and some people look at me crazy sometimes when I do this, But let's say someone says, oh, I have an opportunity for you to do a co-hosting gig on this show that starts in February. And I might actually say, and I've had this happen, and I'm like, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And they're like, why? Do you have another radio gig? Or is it that your schedule is too busy? And I'm like, no, I don't have another radio gig that is on my plans yet. And yeah, I probably have enough time to do it, but I'm creating space. I'm literally saying no to that opportunity because I'm presencing, I'm hopeful, I'm putting in the work that I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to make sure there's some space, some blank space on the paper, on the sheet. There's some stuff that I didn't put on my list yet because I'm giving myself room that something else is going to come along and something that I'm going to be like a hell yeah to instead of like a kind of yeah to. And so while I'm about to share some of the things that people are predicting in the news and the culture, my offer to you would be trust that there's some things that you don't even know that are coming yet that you want to give yourself the room to have them happen. I think it was the Law of Attraction, a book I read years ago. So forgive me if this isn't the example that comes from that book, but I think it is, or it's in that area where it talks about someone may want a new relationship in their life or want to like live with someone and get married. And yet their house is set up or their apartment is set up where there's no room for anyone. So it kind of says do things like clear out half of your closet, have minimal amount or not a lot of over furnishings. Maybe you're going to do some home improvements and you don't do all of them because you want to leave some room to have them done together with your significant other that isn't even there yet, but you're creating space for it. You're predicting that it's going to happen. And one of the ways you do that is by trusting that it will happen and having faith and leaving space for it too. And so just some food for thought. One of the things I'm very mindful of as I go into 2018 is making sure that I leave space for things that haven't happened yet, that I leave space for the Gregory Neesmith Show to grow to even larger than it is now, instead of adding something new to the list, right? We just said what things you're going to keep doing and what things are you going to stop doing before you even add to the list. Like I said, no New Year's resolution talk until mid-February. So with that, create some space. It's okay to leave some space open for things. Predictions in politics, news, and culture in 2018 from stuff I've scoured across the web, the World Wide Web. All right. Supposedly, one of the predictions is that Democrats will take back control of either the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate, one or the other. You agree with that? You think the Democrats who've been doing nothing but losing basically since 2009, I think Democrats have lost about 10 Senate seats out of 100. They've lost about 10 governorships, lost 60, 70, 80 House seats. So Democrats have been losing, taking a lot of L's. And I know. Virginia, New Jersey recently. I get it. Doug Jones down in Alabama. I get it. But the arc of the past almost 9-10 years has been a lot of losing if you're a Democrat. Let's just be clear about that. But supposedly, one of the predictions in politics is that the Democrats are going to take back control of the House or the Senate. Which one do you think? You think both? One? None? But that's one of the predictions. So maybe Obamacare will not be repealed. And maybe some new tax laws will be passed if the House or the Senate flips. All right. Another prediction that the GDP will not hit 3%. You know, the Republicans passed a tax bill that favored those who make a lot of money or those that have a C at the end of their name, like a corporation, capital C. And one of the things they said is that this tax cut for people who make a lot of money and tax cuts for corporations will make this economy grow to plus 3%. And there's some folks predicting that we're not going to see the 3% growth in the economy. So we'll see. Let me know what you think. You think we're going to take off like a rocket because wealthy people and companies have more money in their pockets? We'll see. In the news, Bitcoin is expected to crash and then skyrocket again. Just as a personal side, because I've done some investing over the years, one of my favorite rules, I believe, is by Warren Buffett, which is don't lose money. Rule number two is don't lose money. And I think rule number three is invest in what you know. A lot of y'all don't know nothing about cryptocurrencies and bitcoins. Shout out to my man Ash Cash of the Ash Cash Show and Jatima Jones, which is every Friday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. Please listen to them live every Friday night. But I also bring them up because recently they had an episode talking about these currencies and Bitcoin and just breaking it down for us all. So please go to all the places you listen to podcasts, like Podomatic, iTunes, SoundCloud, things like that. Search the Ash Cash Show and look for the episode, which was recently within the past 4 weeks, about currencies and Bitcoin and things like that. You'll learn a lot. But it's expected to go up, expected to go down, very volatile. But a lot of y'all should just don't even listen to what I just said. Don't even just wipe from your mind that I even said the word Bitcoin, because a lot of us don't know anything about it, and we should probably invest in things we know about. Also, another prediction in the news, the number of people canceling traditional cable services will hit 27 million. Yo, people cutting the cord, and guess what? I cut the cord too. This week, like literally, the box is still sitting in my hallway because I need to take it back to Bios/Verizon. But I cut the cord, no more cable, which does a couple things. One, brings down my bill every month by like almost $60, because now I'm going to just Wi-Fi only in my apartment. And we talked about things we're going to keep doing in 2017 that we're going to keep doing in 2018. I talked about some things I'm going to stop. I have this mindset of consume less, create more, yet I'm just sitting in front of the TV a lot. And so now, not only do I get a financial benefit of cutting the cord of my cable, but also I will spend more time reading, more time writing, more time creating. And so I'm already one of those 27 million people who are going to cancel traditional cable services. Are you? You going to do it? My biggest thing was sports. I was just like, how am I going to do the whole sports thing? But I'll figure it out. Are you going to get rid of cable? Are you going to consume less and create more? Also, predicted is that Lyft, the car service company, will keep growing while Uber will start shrinking. Maybe. I get that. Those are some of the predictions for 2018 in the news and the culture. Let me know yours. Tweet at a brother, at Gregory Neesmith. If you listen to the podcast right now, let me know some of your predictions, and I'll tweet back. I promise. I'll get back to you. Whether it's on Facebook Live, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's email, you will hear a response. Woo! The last show of 2017 is about to come to an end. And I just want to close by saying a couple things. One, before you let go of 2017, again, think about what things you're going to bring with you. A lot of resolutions, calendar year isn't enough for them. Like I said earlier, Facebook had profitability as a 5-year resolution. Amazon had becoming the number one online retailer as a 10-year resolution. Kevin Durant had becoming an NBA champion as a 9-year resolution. Me hosting the Gregory Neesmith Show is more than a 1-year resolution. My 1 year is up now. I'm going to keep going. I'm bringing this into 2018. What are you bringing into 2018 before you start adding to the list? Also, before you do your resolutions, what are you going to let go of? What are you going to complete? I'm gonna let go of thinking that if people knew me, they wouldn't love me. That mindset isn't working for me anymore. I'm gonna let go of that. Because I'm special. You're special. We get to treat each other that way. I'm gonna get complete around my taxes, around that bad investment I got in Bridgeport, Connecticut, before I start adding to my list about how I'm gonna be better with money, and I still got things hanging. I still got baggage that I haven't got rid of. I'm gonna keep, or I'm gonna let Tinder stay in 2017 and explore different ways to date so I can get to that level of the relationship and love life that I aspire to have. What are you going to stop or let stay in 2017? Christmas! People overspending, feeling pressured. Yo, let that stay in 2017, because 69% of us would opt out of giving gifts to each other anyway if the other person would too. So if you're feeling like you just want to give up and check out of 2018, then I would ask you, what's at least one thing or one person or something that's worth fighting for, fight for? And if you've been in a fighting mood and angry and combative, then I'd say, how can you start to take responsibility for how you've been feeling? And at least start to think about how you can win and just make sure that no one else loses along the way. And for those who've been coping and feeling like they've been responsible and taking care of themselves, I say, how about trying on taking care of somebody else and making sure they win? And if you've been doing all those things and climbing up that ladder of energy and awareness and consciousness, from making sure you win to making sure someone else wins, how about trying on that you both win? And then if you've gotten all the way through those levels as you head into 2018, then how about trying on that everybody wins? And that includes you too. With that, we come to the close of 2017. We come to the close of the Gregory Neesmith Show. We'll be back next week at a new time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Podcast will still come out as always on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Podomatic, on iTunes, on Stitcher, Google Play, syndicated on the LiveLeadPlay.com platform. Shout out to all the folks that have made this podcast one of the top 100 almost every day on Podomatic and Society and Culture. And shout out to the over 13,000 downloads that happened in this year. Let's keep rediscovering how special we are in the world, underdogs. Go from underdogs to contenders, to champs, to legends. And as always, I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace and Happy New Year.